I get to do these reads, right? You hear me talking about, they're like, we call them live reads or commercials. I do a bunch of them. And I've been doing one for Megan Financial for a while now and chatting about how they help people that are, you know, have worked in unions for a long time. And here I am thinking that if you're in a union and you have a pension, those are the only people that don't need a financial advisor. That's what I thought, right? Like, you think, oh, you get a pension, you retire, you get a check every couple of weeks or whatever it is. What do you need a financial advisor for? But Megan says I'm wrong. Ron Whittingham, thanks for coming on the program to clarify me.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
So what do I have wrong in that equation? What do I need? Why do I need Megan Financial if I'm a hardworking man and woman in the unions?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to understand what those benefits mean to you. So, you know, a lot of our tradespeople and the union folks we work with primarily are the building trades here in Chicago and the state of Illinois. But you're right. I mean, they have defined benefit plan pensions. So that type of pension pays them a monthly amount of money based upon their service history with the union. So our clients are a lot less skittish when markets are doing what they're doing right now because their income is not impacted at all.
They sleep
however,
well.
They do. They know that direct deposit is coming each and every month. But at the same time, our clients have outside money. They've made a lot of money throughout their careers, and they have invested. And they also have a pension. A lot of them have a pension called a defined contribution plan, which is much like a 401k plan that the rest of us have. So they do have money invested in the markets, and that's where we kind of come in.
And so you're able to kind of fine-tune their plan, what they've got. Are you guys looking for people that are like near retirement or even if they're just starting out in a union gig?
Yeah, I mean, both, right? So I think the younger people, you know, I think Roth IRAs are a great idea for them. You know, when they do reach retirement age, their pensions, their Social Security, their defined contribution plans, their 401k type plans are all taxable. So having different buckets of money as you get older is always a good idea. So for the younger folks, yeah, Roth IRAs. For the older folks, you got to understand what those benefits are. And, you know, we've been working with trades for 30 years here. So we have a unique ability to understand what those benefits are. So when we're investing your money, we understand how to do that as efficiently as possible. So we have a unique perspective compared to other advisors out there.
I know, like a lot of financial houses, I imagine part of it is just kind of defining what you're going to do in retirement, right? And trying to map out, okay, this is what you have planned. Do you even have the money to cover it? So it's not only about making sure that the investments are where they need to be and that you're kind of making sure all everything's kind of checked and checked twice. It's about just kind of setting expectations. Maybe people are able to do more than they realize.
And honestly, John, that's, I would say 95% of the time that's the case. You know, these unions, a lot of the unions we work with, once they're through the apprenticeship, these participants are setting aside 20 to 30% of their pay for retirement. And that's on top of what they're getting on the check.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of value there. And if you've been in the trades for a long time, you might be surprised on how much you have coming.
Yeah. Do you walk through, we're getting actually a lot of questions on the text line about pension payouts. Do you advise people or walk people through the pros and the cons if they're offered a buyout?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the pensions, depending upon the funding levels of the pensions are, you know, I don't advise a lot of people to take a lump sum out only because, you know, in times like right now, that stability of the pay is huge.
Right.
So it really depends on the situation. So I can't really make a blanket recommendation
of course.
But I would say the vast majority of time I would recommend people to take that pension option.
But you're happy to have that conversation and walk through the numbers with people.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And then that's only part of it too, because you know, here's your pension and you know, what happens if I die? How's my wife protected? Is there an option to protect her? You know, what are the taxes? You know, when do I take my Social Security? There's a lot that goes into it.
How did you guys kind of carve out this lane for Megan to be this, you know, financial advisor arm for union folks?
Yeah, so the founder of our company, we started working with Local 134, the IBW local, the electricians here in Chicago. And, you know, my mom was a retired school teacher. My dad was a butcher. And, you know, we work a lot with people with financial literacy. And, you know, my folks always said, God, I wish we had access to somebody to kind of walk us through these different decisions when we were younger. So we just kind of found a little niche here in Chicagoland, and we work with the vast majority of the building trades currently.
Yeah. And is it anyone, you mentioned teachers, I know you said you have a lot of building trades, but teachers, other folks, firefighters, police officers, anyone with a union representation might have a home at Meggitt?
For sure, yeah. We actually have two, one retired CPD, retired early. We have another suburban police officer that works for us. And we have five CFD firemen, current firemen, because a lot of them have second jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys became finance gurus. And, yeah, so we welcome everybody. I mean, again, our focus is on the working class.
Yeah, I have two brothers that are firefighters. One's a lieutenant, one's a captain. My dad's a retired fire chief. I get everything about the side jobs in the fire world, Ron. All right, we're just out of time. I'm so glad you were able to clarify some of that. It makes sense, and it helps me kind of navigate, making sure I get people to you guys for the right reasons. Meggitt.com, Meggitt.com, the best place for people to go, Ron?
You got it, sir.
All right. Hey, let's talk again, okay?
Thanks, John.